From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says his office has found evidence of potential criminal acts by Eric Greitens in using a list of donors from a charity he founded to raise money while running for governor in 2016. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Hawley says Greitens obtained an electronic copy of a list created by the Mission Continues for that charity's internal use.
Mr. Greitens, however, used that list for political fundraising. He transmitted that list for political fundraising, and he did all of this without the permission of the Mission Continues.
Hawley says Greitens raised at least $500 in campaign donations from the list, which would be a felony. Hawley is sharing the evidence with St. Louis prosecutor Kim Gardner, who would be responsible for filing charges, and with the Missouri House committee that's been investigating Greitens. The governor issued a brief statement calling the allegations ridiculous. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Columbia City Council approved for 38 properties to be downzoned in the first ward at last night's meeting. The City Council approved the request by a vote of 6-1. According to the Columbia Missourian, with the Council's approval, 33 properties will be downzoned from R2, which allows duplexes, to R1, which only allows for single-family homes. Another 4 parcels will be downzoned from multiple family dwellings to single-family units, and another to a duplex unit. The individuals who made the request hope that by downzoning their properties, they can deter developers from building duplexes or apartment buildings. Fifth Ward Councilman Matt Pitzer, the dissenting vote, said he does not think group downzoning is good public policy and suggested some potential alternatives. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens could soon be facing more criminal charges, this time over misuse of a list of donors from a charity he founded before taking office. Attorney General and fellow Republican Josh Hawley announced today his investigation found that the governor allegedly used the list from the Mission Continues to raise at least $500, which would be a felony. He's turned the evidence over to St. Louis prosecutor Kim Gardner.
We did this to enable the circuit attorney to make a charging decision as soon as possible. We stand ready to assist the circuit attorney in any way she may require, should she choose to charge this conduct as a crime.
Gardner says she's reviewing the evidence. Hawley is also turning the information over to the Missouri House Committee investigating the governor's past extramarital affair. Greitens blasted Hawley, saying that he's better at press releases than the law, and calls the allegations ridiculous. The City of Columbia is holding a pair of public meetings this week to discuss a proposal for licensing, taxing, and regulating short-term home rentals such as Airbnb. The Columbia Missourian reports that, as it stands, the city neither taxes nor regulates short-term rentals beyond voluntary health and safety inspections, according to a city news release. The Columbia City Council is considering whether to require those who rent their properties through services like Airbnb to collect a 5% lodging tax that currently applies to hotel and motel rooms. The information will be forwarded to the council in advance of any public hearing on the subject. The first hearing was today at 3 p.m. The next meeting is scheduled for 6 p.m. on Thursday. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.